衫裤，大只狗系你做嘅。
Croats, Croatian people, we are all Catholics, and here in Medjugorje we are all Croatian Catholics.
我哋呢一区咧，住呢一度嗰啲咧，大部分都系塞尔维亚啦，咁佢哋咧都系信仰天主教嘅。
Then we have Serbs, and they are Orthodox Christians.
另外一批咧就系信仰。即係跟隨呢個東正教嘅。
And Bosnians, they are Muslims.
而波斯尼亞嗰區咧，佢人咧就信奉回教嘅。
In the whole country of Bosnia Herzegovina, 44% are Muslims.
喺波斯尼亞喺Herzegovina呢個區咧，44% 咧都係回教徒嚟嘅。
Then Serbs and then Croats, which means only about 17% we have Catholics here.
而塞爾維呢一區咧，只有17%就係天主教信基督嘅啫。
So we are minority in this country.
我哋喺呢個波斯尼亞區咧，我哋屬於少數嘅民族嚟嘅。
So in some places it is still hard for Christians, for Catholics to live, even today.
有些地區呢根本天主教徒或者基督徒呢根本不可以在那裡生活添。
And there are many places in this country where we live together with other nationalities, with other religions, like together Muslims and Christians.
我错了呢一區咧係克羅地亞人咧係屬少數啦，咁其他地區咧天主教徒咧、基督徒咧都喺呢個整個嘅文化裏邊咧，我哋都係屬少數，即係好唔係咁容易生活嘅。
In Medjugorje, it is different. It is easy now because we only have Catholics.
咁呢個墨竹哥爾地區咧，差唔多全部都係天主教徒啦。所以我哋喺宗教嘅事奉方面咧，比較方便好多，容易好多。
So many people ask me about the language. What is the official language here?
有人問我哋依度講嘅方言係用咩嘅語言咧
？We have three official languages in this country.
整個區咧有三個大嘅文字咧。
Before the war was from 1991 till 1995, the last war.
1991 to 1995.
So before the war, we were part of Yugoslavia, and in that country there was only one official language.
之前咧，佢哋未分裂，唔係幾個國家之前嘅南斯拉夫咧，係只有一個語言嘅啫。
And that language was called Croatia-Serbian or Serbo-Croatian.
就係塞爾維亞啦，克羅地亞嘅文字嚟嘅。
But after the war, now we have three languages.
打完內戰之後咧，有第三種文字出現咗。
What happened? Well, actually, after the war, Croatian people said, "Okay, we don't want to use Serbian anymore." And Serbs did the same. They said, we don't want to use Croatian anymore. So that language was again divided into two languages.
咁後來因為大家都國家都分裂咗不同嘅小國咧，咁啊大家咧都唔認同對方嘅文字係佢哋自己嘅文字啊。
So basically, now we have Croatian, Serbian, and Bosniak.
而家咧，我哋有克羅地亞文啦。塞爾維亞文咧，同埋波斯尼亞文。
And you have to know that these languages are very similar and that we understand each other.
其實佢哋嘅字咧都好近傍嘅，即係就算你唔講咁話咧。 大家明白嘅，即係潮州話同埋上海話咁樣差唔多嘅。
But especially after the war, it is all about national pride. So I am a Croatian, I'm Croat. I can speak Serbian, I can speak Bosnian, but I don't want to because I'm so proud to be Croatian. And after the war, this is important for us.
I am a Croatian, I can speak Croatian, but I don't want to because I'm so proud to be Croatian.波斯尼亞文咧，但我都係少少民族驕傲咧，我唔會講佢啲話嘅。
Bosnian language is a new language, and Muslims are using this language.
波斯尼亞文咧，大部分咧都會教人講嘅，所以佢唔中意講。
Because before in Yugoslavia they didn't have their own language, they were using Serbo-Croatian.
其實喺南斯拉夫政權嘅時候咧。大家都係講克羅地亞文嘅。
So after the war, they said, "Okay, we also want to have our own language."
所以戰後大家分開不同嘅小國，大家覺得你自己嘅雖然少數民族嘅語言咧，都覺得係因為我哋國家光明嘅自己講翻自己嘅話。
So they couldn't create a new language overnight.So what are they doing? They are using a little bit of Serbian, a little bit of Croatian, but they are also using many Turkish words because they are Muslims.
咁就波斯尼亞地方咧，佢又唔即係冇本身嘅語言啦。咁啊，一啲係侵啲塞爾維亞文啊，一啲係克羅地亞文啊，又加啲佢哋本身嘅回教嘅嗰啲字啦，嘅字分啦。
And also in this country, we have three members of the presidency, so we don't have only one president, we have three. There's always one Croatian, one Serbian, and one Bosnian.
This country has three presidents. One is a Croatian, one is a Croatian, one is a Bosnian.
And you have to know, even though the war was a long time ago,We are still recovering from the war, from the last war.
雖然1995年已經停戰啦，但係嗰個傷害咧，到今天為止咧，仍都有一種分裂嘅感覺喺呢個地方。
And many things here are not functioning well, like the laws many times are not being respected, social services are not functioning, so many things that are after the war even worse.
其實戰鬥仲慘，冇曬秩序，法律係有，所以大家都唔遵守。嗰部比較亂啊，嗰個環境。
Now let me tell you a few things about our history.
而家我就講你嘅少少嘅歷史啦。
I don't know if you knew this, but in the history, this part was also part of Croatia.
本來呢一區咧，而家係叫波斯尼亞啦，係實際上係克羅地亞地區嘅以前咧。
And that's why you can see many Croatian flags. And when there is a football match, everybody is supporting Croatia because we are Croat, and this was part of Croatia in history.
所以呢一區本來波斯尼亞咧根本係回教區，但係呢一小城咧，絕大部分都係克羅地亞人啦。咁所以克羅地亞嗰足球隊咧。就成條街都係播放佢哋嘅足球比賽嘅。
So Croatian people came to this region in the 7th century, long time ago.
啲克羅地亞人咧，喺7世紀嘅時候咧，已經入住呢個地區噶啦。
And the first Croatian king was King Tomislav.
第一個克羅地亞王咧就係 Tomislav 啦。
Croatian people received Christianity in the 9th century.
Oh, that's good. 人咧喺9世紀咧就接受到呢個天主教嘅信仰啦。
But unfortunately, this part of the world, Southeast Europe, was always crossroad of many civilizations, many foreign rulers who wanted to conquer this area, to rule this area. So many wars in the history. So after King Tomislav, we only had foreign rulers.
So Tomislav, 他死了之後呢，管治的區域呢，全部都係外國嘅領袖嚟嘅。
So already in the 11th century, we got Hungarian king.
十一世紀之後呢，係匈牙利嘅皇帝呢統治呢一區嘅。
And that was the time of feudalism.
呢個當時呢就推廣呢個封建嘅制度啦，喺呢一度。
After him, we had the most difficult part of our history, and that was when the Turks came here.
跟住呢就係啲土耳其人入侵呢度啦，呢個係佢哋國家。
When the Turks came here, they conquered all this area, and that's why we say that the heart was ripped out of Croatia, because they conquered Bosnia Herzegovina.
呢個土耳其人嚟呢，就入侵呢度呢，就連呢個克羅地亞人嘅地方啊、區域啊，都全部呢係控制曬。
So ever since then, we are not part of Croatia anymore.
咁之後呢度住嘅克羅地亞人呢，都唔可以翻到幾隻國家。
Back then, the Pope said that Croatian people defended Christianity, that they are bulwark of Christianity.
但教宗清揚過呢度嘅克羅地亞人呢，佢保衛到天主教嘅信仰喺呢一個地區。
Because Croatian people stopped Turks from reaching Rome.
因為係呢一度嘅人民呢，阻止咗呢個土耳其人呢入侵呢個歐洲嘅。But
they lost Bosnia and Herzegovina.
但係佢哋佔領咗呢個波斯尼亞地區啦。So
when the Turks conquered this area, as I already told you, Croatian people were Christians. So when the Turks came, the people who were living here were Christians.
咁大家知道呢一區雖然係土耳其佔領咗啫，咁嘅人民呢都係信仰基督噶嘛。And
you can imagine what happened later. Turks wanted to change that. They wanted that everybody become Muslims.
土耳其呢嘅統治呢，就希望全人呢。
So when they came, they destroyed all the churches and all the monasteries.
他們來到呢，第一樣嘢呢，就將所有教堂啊、修院啊破壞無盡，破壞曬啦。They
killed many people. They started killing priests.
開始殺害基督徒啦，咁啊，自不然神父都不在，都係繼續都被迫害啦。
And many priests had to run away, had to escape.
有啲神父呢，都要離開呢個地方呢。The
only priests that stayed, that they didn't escape, that they stayed with people were Franciscan priests.
但留低喺度嗰啲神父呢，絕大部分呢都係方丈教會嘅神父。That's
why we love them so much, because they stayed with people even in the most difficult times.
So we are very loving these Fong Chek Hui Shenfu, because they, in our most difficult times, they stayed here to support us.
They stayed here even though all the churches were destroyed. So the masses had to be celebrated secretly, very often in the caves, in some distant hills where the Turks couldn't find them.
所以方丈神父隱密地呢，喺山洞啊，喺附近啲郊野啊，使嗰啲政府揾唔到佢哋呢，就幫啲教友呢開彌撒嘅。
And they, as priests, first they couldn't wear the Franciscan habit because they had to hide.
咁當然咧，佢哋絕對唔可以著呢個當住個會衣啦，因為一著真係都知道佢咧就被捉拿啦嘛。
And most of the time they were hiding in our families, in our houses.
好多時咧，佢就被居住喺我哋教友嘅屋企啦。
So if there was a priest in a house, in a family, parents were teaching their children, that is your uncle who came to help in fields.
所以為咗嗰啲大人咧，就話俾小朋友知，嗱，呢個係我哋嘅叔叔嚟噶，佢幫我哋耕田嘅咋，跟住佢話俾叫佢哋神父咧，就俾人捉咁樣。
In that way, the children wouldn't reveal the secret.
只不過小朋友咧仲唔咁容易講出嚟大聲叫神父啦。
So sometimes we still use this nickname for Franciscan priest, uncle, uncles.
所以而家我哋都叫啲方丈好似話 uncle 啊，
講耐。
So Uncle Peter.
Uncle Peter, future Uncle Hawkins. future Uncle.
For more than 300 years in this area, in Herzegovina, we didn't have church as building.
So, for 300 years, this area is not a church.
We had church as people because the priests were here and they were able to celebrate the mass secretly, but no buildings, no churches.
The real church people, the priests and the teachers together, are not a church.係佢哋隱密咁樣，即係逐個地下教會啦。
Can you imagine how hard that time was？
可以想像當時個傳教幾咁困難咧。
And many people, out of fear for their loved ones, for their families, they changed their religion to become Muslims。
有啲咧寧願咧就放棄自己嘅宗教咧，就信仰回教徒咧，得到多啲嘅政治上嘅利益咧。
So basically, that is why we have Muslims today.
因此今天點解回教徒咧？就因為嗰啲信仰天主教徒咧，就轉咗基督徒，轉咗信回教，所以呢度都有回教徒啦。
So we can say that the ancestors of the Muslims that we have today were Christians once, but they, out of fear, they changed their religion.
所以今天呢啲回教徒咧，根本就個根源咧都係天主教徒嚟嘅，不過只係怕受迫害，咁啊轉咗去回教嘅啫。
So after more than 300 years, the first church that was built after Turks was this church in Shirokibriek where we are going now.
所以有今日探呢個教堂咧，就係當回教徒離開咗呢個地區嘅時候咧，嘅第一間。天主教堂就係呢一間啦，我哋今日去參觀嘅呢一間。
So that's why this church is very important.
所以呢個教堂咧，因為我哋好重要嘅一個里程碑啦。
So for some time it was the seat of the Franciscan priests.
所以我哋睇到方丈會嘅歷史，即係呢度嘅歷史咧，都係個根源咧，都喺度追尋到啊。
So after Turks, we had about 40 years of Austro-Hungarian monarchy.
呢個回教徒離，即係土耳其離開咗之後咧，咁就係呢個匈牙利嘅皇帝咧，就統治咗呢一區40年嘅。
Austro-Hungarians, when they arrived, it was like a modern.Development of the region because they started constructing roads, schools, buildings.
匈牙利嘅統治咧就發展好大啦，教育啊、宗教方面咧都自由開放咗啦。
And we say that they constructed more in 40 years than Turks did in 5 centuries.
我睇到匈牙利嘅政權俾我哋幫助咧。短短40年，超過咗土耳其嗰啲回教徒400年嘅統治。
now we can joke about it and we say Turks didn't do anything, they were just drinking coffee.
少到佢乜都唔識，即係識飲咖啡。
And of course, since they were here for so long, they did many bad things, but still we got something from their culture.
Coffee. 雖然佢啲嘢都唔係咁值得學習，但係都有啲嘢好嘢咧都留低嘅。
The example is drinking of that Turkish coffee. You've noticed that.
講笑啫，但最好嘅就係你留低啲咖啡啊。
So after the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, we became part of one country. It was called Kingdom of Serbs, Slovenians, and Croats.
咁講話你完結個統治之後咧，就一個聯合嘅統治區嘅呢度。
After that, there was the First World War.
咁之後咧就第一次世界大戰啦。
And after the First World War, we became part of the country called Yugoslavia, Second Yugoslavia.
第一次大戰之後咧，呢個國家嘅名咧叫做南斯拉夫。
I'm sure that you heard of that Yugoslavia, because that country. You've heard of Tito. Have you heard of President Tito? He was the president of Yugoslavia because it was a communist country. And during that time, Our Lady appeared in Medjugorje.
在迪托做總統的時候咧，即係南斯拉夫時代咧，就聖母媽媽咧就顯現喺呢個墨竹哥爺噶啦。That
country Yugoslavia existed from 1945 until 1991.
南斯拉夫政權咧，佢四五年，直到1991年就結束嘅。
Very hard time, a time of communism, another persecution of the faith of those who believed in God of Christians.
所以南斯拉夫政權咧，都係絕對迫害緊呢個天主教徒嘅。
During the Second World War and immediately after the war, many priests were killed again.
第二次世界大戰嘅當時咧，有好多神父咧都被殺害嘅。
Most of them were killed in 1945, which means the war already ended, but still, they didn't have to kill these priests, but they killed them just because they were priests.
聖年第二次大戰結束啦，好多神父被殺咧，冇咩理由，因為佢哋神父就要殺佢啦。
In this region, Herzegovina, we have Herzegovinian Franciscan province.
一區係福州會嘅，係福州邊啊？嘅省會區嚟嘅呢度。
It is dedicated to the Assumption of Our Lady into Heaven, the same as this church where we are going.
佢哋嘅會嘅主保就係聖母無染原罪，聖母無照升天啦。咁而家我哋呢個參觀聖堂咧，都係聖母無照升天。
So many places belong to this province. For example, Mostar, all these small places around Medjugorje, Široki Brijeg, Tihaljina, they are all Franciscan province. And as I told you, we love our Franciscan priest very much.
可以想像到我哋好深愛啲方丈教會嘅神父嘅。
In 1945, actually from 1941 to 1945, 66 priests were killed in this province.
嗰時喺呢度四五年咧，有66個方丈教會神父咧就被殺害嘅。
Some of them were killed in Mostar, some of them in Medjugorje, but most of them in this parish where we go, Široki Brijeg.
喺Mostar或者係Medjugorje啲方丈教會神父被殺咧，讀最多嘅咧就係而家我哋去參觀呢一區個堂區嘅神父咧，喺度被殺嘅。Even
the priest who constructed the cross on the cross mountain was killed.
嗰個幫手起嗰個十字架嗰個其中個神父咧。
In the same tomb where Father Slavko is in Medjugorje, you know Father Slavko's tomb?
Yes.
There are two priests in there who are also killed in this time.
大家見到一個 Father Staffel 的墓呢，咁有另外兩個神父同葬喺嗰度嘅，咁佢哋都係嗰個時代咧被殺害嘅。
33 of them were killed in Shirokitiek。
有33個神父咧，就係我哋今日參觀嗰個地方咧，係被殺嘅。
Because next to the church in Shirokitiek there is a monastery and also there were many seminarians。
喺聖堂隔離咧有間修院咧，咁亦都嗰度好多修生嘅。
And also many young priests.
So in
1945, one night, these communists came in the night and they took these priests out of the monastery.
1945年咧，即係插打完仗啦，咁嗰個呢度嘅修院有一日政府人咧嚟咧，就叫曬嗰啲修生啊神父出嚟。
They threw a crucifixion on the ground and they asked these priests to spit on the cross.
他们摆了个十字架在门口，就叫那些神父啊修生呢，要向个十字架吐口水。
And in that way, to deny God, to deny their faith.
有个公开这样表明自己放弃自己信仰。
But not even one did that.One by one, they came, they knelt down, they kissed the cross, they embraced the cross.
但每一個是變節，每個來到十字架前呢，他們跪下攬著十字架。
After that, they were all shot, they were all killed.
因此之故呢，他們全部呢被槍斃的。
And their bodies were burnt.
他屍體呢，就集體要焚燒啦。
And thrown into one cave.
然后啲灰烬咧，个柴咧就抌喺个山洞里边。
So when we go to this church, you can already see it in the distance. It is the church. If you're looking a little bit to the right hand side, you will see the church with two towers.
而家越到右手边嘅咧，有两个塔嘅咧，即系我哋跟住去嘅嗰个教堂啦。
When we go to this church inside, you will also see the pictures of all these 66 priests that were killed.
教堂就我哋會睇到66張呢啲相片咧，就係呢60個在佔啲佔領者嚟噶啦。
We will also visit the place, that cave where they were thrown. It's like a dump, like a hole.
我都會參觀嗰個窿啦，即係葬擺骸骨個窿咧，都會睇到嘅。
We will also visit their grave, but you have to know that bodies of some of them were never found.
只不然为66个嘅尸体喺度嘅，有啲人揾唔翻个尸体。
And they are known as our martyrs.
我哋当佢哋系我哋嘅知名圣人嚟嘅。
Many people pray to them, even novena to martyrs of Shirokitiek.
很多人都向他們禱告，那個敬禮是依靠他們在天上幫助。
One Canadian man, Michael O'Brien, he wrote a book in English about these martyrs, about these priests.
有一個加拿大的作者呢， Michael O'Brien 呢，他寫關於這66個那些聖人的，即是著名者的故事。
And many people, even Italians or different nationalities, they pray this novena to these martyrs.
So, in Europe, many countries, Italians, Italy, and some, also specially honor these 60
When I was in Rome, I saw in the shops in Italian this novena to the martyrs of Shirokitiek.
我在羅馬的時候看到書店都有些書，就是怎樣做這個九個敬禮的，對於這66個致命者。
So now you know who they are.
現在你知道他們的地方，他們是誰了。
So when we get there, first we will have the Holy Mass in that really beautiful church.
去到首先我們就會開彌撒了。
And inside of the church, you will see at the right hand side, it's actually where the tomb is.
聖堂右邊呢，就是他們的墓穴來的。
We always say, that the blood of martyrs is a seed of new vocations.
我亦都相信致命者嘅血咧，就係呢個新嘅信仰嘅種子嘅開始嘅。
You would think that after killing so many priests that people will be afraid to become priests. But they say that monasteries were full with new boys who wanted to become priests.
可能有人以為咁多致命啲青年就唔會咁跟，其實就調翻轉頭，越嚟越多青年咧願意跟隨呢個師徒嘅聖召。
So after the Holy Mass.There will be a girl there who works there, and her name is Angelica.
弥撒之后呢，有个负责人呢叫 Angelica.
And she's going to show us around and also explain to us a few more things.
她会带我们参观啦，同埋解释下。
Feel free to ask her questions, whatever you would like to know.
随便问她的问题，应该是很好的。
And after the visit to the church and to the grave and to the place of where they were killed, we will go by bus to another place. The construction, it's actually like a community called Mary Our Hope. It is something founded by Father Yozo.
之后呢，我哋去另一个地点呢，就叫做那個名字聖母我們的希望，那是 Father Yozo 他創建的創辦的一個團體。
And the girls who work there, they will show us a film about Father Yozo and they will also show us around.
我們去到呢，那些女孩會給我們看看 Father Yozo 的生平和附近他們的事工。
To be honest with you, I'm very happy that we are going to this place today.
我高興咧，即係衷心真係，我覺得係好好有意思嘅嘛，呢個拜訪。
Because when you understand our history, our persecutions, you will also understand us better, and you will understand better the apparitions in Medjugorje.
由於咁嘅關係，你會可以明白到我哋呢區嘅民族嘅一個內涵啦。咁你可以明白到點解聖母咧喺墨竹個仍然咧？